I thought you said the law was powerless.
Powerless to help you, not punish you.
Virgil, that's a funny name for the board that comes from Philadelphia. What do they call you up there?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
There was a firefight!
Have you noticed that our caps have actually got little pictures of skulls on them?
I don't.
Hans, are we the baddies?
We have many of whom have migrated over to OAN because Fox got woke.
Fox is not woke.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that was.
They're not quite fascist enough.
I meant that to be a bit ironic. They're not as fascist as these people need them to be.
Not that I needed the answer to that, because I already knew. Yes, there is such a thing as worse than Fox News.
Yes, there is. There are several things that are worse than Fox News.
Yeah, I just thought of another example in my mind, the Daily Stormer.
yeah, that's...
The Daily Stormer is Fox News with the mask off.
Yeah. Oh, exactly, yes, yeah. Exactly.
Actually, how old is the Daily Stormer? How long has that been around? One incarnation
decades,
or another,
I think.
I think it's been around for a long, long time under... I don't know if it's always been Daily Stormer, but that publication, I think, has been around for quite a while. Jonathan?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's only 8 years old.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. They're building on a history of Nazi propaganda in this country that goes back to before the Second World War. Yep. Jonathan, I was looking at, is it just a trick of the camera perspective, or is your
chair higher?
No, is your the door behind you? Is it at an angle somehow?
Camera is on a more unusual angle.
I'm thinking
right
it's
now.
A sliding
okay.
door.
Okay,
it looks like there's a different height at one end than the other.
Oh, it's got a slope ceiling. It's a vaulted ceiling.
Yeah, it's a vaulted ceiling. Yeah, I have a vaulted ceiling.
Okay, all right. Because I was going to say, I kidded earlier in the chat about wanting to buy some loco weed, and I thought, well, maybe I did. and being my age, I might have forgotten.
I did get stoned the other day. Didn't really feel that good.
Yeah, the last time I got stoned, I didn't feel that good, too. But if someone's passing around the cannabis oil vape juice, I'll take a hit of the vape for that as well. That I don't mind, because maybe it's not much of a high, and I don't mind the vape.
Yeah. I couldn't talk, I couldn't, get up, I was just destroyed, so I was I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What the hype is about it, but if it, for some people, I guess it's better than others, I guess.
Well, if you get really stoned, it can be pretty unpleasant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't, in my life, the only thing I've ever tried has been pot, grass, Mary Jane.
I guess I'm probably just going to stick with the grass from now on, because what I took was gummies.
Oh, so you hit the food gummies. I never had the food. I never had any edibles, actually.
They didn't have it. Well, they had edibles when I was a kid, but you had to bake them.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Brownies and cookies. But I've only ever been on I had a marijuana, and when I've been in public and I've had it, I've felt really anxious and paranoid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The few times I had it when I was in private with friends, it was all right. It was good.
Mm. Like, I definitely see how, like, Indigenous Heretics in the chat. By the way, you can, like, hop on in if you feel comfortable, since you have the access to the link as well. Mm-hmm. And that, like, they said in the chat that, like, the edibles can kick your arse. They can stick up on you. I love how you say arse. I don't know what it is about that spelled into the word, but I like that as well. Maybe I haven't heard of this much. John, you haven't had our patrons up to, like, thank them.
I do indeed.
All right, then let's take the...
There's, I mean, no segue at all there, so, I mean...
Wait, let's do one segue. I need to go back before sure. It disappears. I need to highlight Mithril's observation about you and your birthday.
Okay.
Hippo birdied two U's. you didn't see that?
I did not.
Hippo birdied two U's, John.
I saw that, but it didn't click to me until, like, you read it out loud. Like, there was just like,
oh, yeah, hippo birdie two U's, hippo birdie two U's, birdie two U's, hippo birdie two U's.
Oh,
I used to have a coffee mug that had that on it, and that was really new and inventive about 40 years ago. So, John, you said we have some sponsors.
Indeed. First up, we have Julie.
Thank you, Julie. Hope you're doing well.
Mm-hmm. And Marty. Okay?
Thank you, Marty.
Thanks, Marty.
And Mylin.
Thank you, Mylin. I'm not going to shout it.
And Ellie.
Thank you, Ellie. Hope you're doing well.
And Yo.
Thank you, Yo.
Yo, couple yo, of yo. Fuck boys.
Yes, thank you, fuck boys. Please. And Mehmet, I hope you're doing well, too. Take care of yourself, Mehmet.
Yeah, please.
And then Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
And finally, Von Rick.
Thank you, Von Rick.
Thank you, Von Rick.
Why the hell you give us money, I don't know. But still, thank you anyway. Hmm. Well, Mithril, you said so yourself when you were on last time, one of the times, that you're as old as dirt as well.
Yeah, I'm. I think I'm. If Mithril is dirt, I'm probably unwithered minerals. That's what I'm going with. I'm sticking with that. By the way, for Mithril, just to prove to Mithril,
Marmite.
I have Marmite. I have 250 milligrams of Marmite. I have 1 pound of Marmite total.
I have Marmite.
Joey, we're hearing the stream playing back to us.
Milligram of Marmite.
I'm on it.
I have 1 pound of Marmite. Totally.
Mute the stream.
Yes. Got it.
Okay, don't cross the streams, Joey.
I was not that fast.
By the way, Isaiah, I don't know if you've noticed, but your camera isn't on, so I went ahead and I gave you an avatar. It shows the white girl that you have inside of you.
Okay. Yeah, my I think the problem is my something's wrong with my camera.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. And 255 AD. So, like, my pronouns is they, he. John Breckman's is he, him. Thomas, he, him. I think Isaiah is he, him. And Joey Lame Deer is they, them.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, Tavi. Real talk. We're all made of recycled dirt, and like
actually, we don't have a whole lot of silicon dioxide inside of us.
Mm.
We're recycled poop for the most part.
Oh, that makes sense. So we're already all of us are all full of shit.
But we're mostly made of water and air.
Yeah. Mm. Well, there was some construction on the street.
I always knew I was a turd.
There was some construction on my street that blew a bunch of sand into my apartment the other day, and I think I probably am more. I'm probably more silicon than the rest of you guys at this point. I hope it goes away.
Silicates.
Yeah. And of course there's the implants, so there's extra there.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same implants that we get from the vaccines? That's where that we're supposed to get.
No, that was a breast implant joke that sailed right over my head. Anyway, I don't think anybody else got it either.
I've gotten both of the vaccines, and now my autism has doubled.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's cool. Doubled autism on the intensifies.
It's doubled on intensifies. It's doubled on the existing autism.
Which vaccine did you get?
I want to say I got the Pfizer one.
How long between the two shots?
Like 2 weeks.
Okay, that... probably 3 weeks. If it's Pfizer, it's supposed to be 3 weeks. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I have...
It should say on the little card they gave you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one thing I have heard is just like if you took one shot of the Pfizer, you can't take the second shot to be Moderna. So it doesn't have to be like it doesn't have to be like exactly one or the other. For me, it was a month apart. I mean, both were Moderna. But apparently, Biden is blaming Facebook or the Surgeon General is blaming Facebook for all of the misinformation about like the vaccine spread around, which is why Biden hasn't hit his goal that he had.
It's got more to do with Fox News and Trump,
the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it has. Well, you know, I can see where you might want to. I can see the temptation to blame social media. I can totally see that temptation.
Help. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like, and it helps to spread a lot of misinformation a lot more quickly than it would have been before social media. But you can't just then say, oh, well, it's just social media and that's what's to blame. Then do something about it. Find solutions. Like,
well, they are. We'll get to that later during Fishy Fashy, but they are trying.
Oh, Nick Beadfield is Fishy Fashy.
What are you eating, Jonathan?
It's just a Totino's pizza. Is that like $1.45 like a pizza? You can,
I love
like,
those things. Yeah, we call them cardboard pizzas in my house.
Oh yes, yeah, exactly. It's enough that it's like is calories and nutrients or some nutrients, and I like it, so it's cheap too.
I freaking love them. Mm-hmm. They fit just right in my little toaster oven too. So
there we go.
Well, that's gotta love a square pizza. It takes you right back to elementary school.
Yeah.
Does it have the little cubes of pepperoni on it?
Right. Yes. No, say that.
Actually, these ones are actually pepperoni slices. This is classic pepperoni, but they do have like a triple meat one that has the squares of pepperoni too. But those ones are made with like pork, beef, and machine separated chicken, however. So the chicken ass, so the other parts of it, the chicken that like never like used for anything like that. But I tried to like avoid those because I am mildly allergic to chicken. However, the last time I did have like a frozen pizza with the pepperonis that I made with chicken, I didn't react that badly too. So it's just like, but I tend to try to avoid those pizzas as much as possible. But anyway, but unfortunately, I think I need to get a new toaster oven. Just haven't gone around to it. But also, money is kind of tight for me because, like, I help out my friends as much as I can. Mm-hmm. So I have to wait till payday. So how was everyone doing?
7.
Mm-hmm. I'm good, but I feel like when it comes to, like, you know, people, like, wanting to share autism stories, I feel like there's some people, like, who don't want to hear mine. Maybe it's just too negative. I don't know.
I don't know about that, but you can share your autism stories here. There are no problem. Hopefully, you don't feel that way about like sharing your autism stories with us.
Well, I guess it's just like, you know, it's like I feel like, you know, there's like people who are autism advocates who want to like say that they want to hear everyone's story, but then when I guess other people talk about like their story, they just don't want to hear it. I guess maybe it's just too negative or something. I don't know. I feel like like, you know, there's gatekeeping, I feel like, in those communities.
Well, there's definitely gatekeeping. And I think the other issue that you run into in autistic communities is that if your story, like what you're talking about being negative, if your story has a lot of struggle in it, and a lot of times it has to do with the color of your skin. Like, being indigenous and autistic is totally different than being white and autistic. Like, it's yeah. just really, really different. And so, like, if my story has a lot of negativity to it, or I'm talking about some things, and I don't necessarily need to be down about it. I'm just saying it as a statement of fact. But other people, in their fragility,
yes,
they take it bad. They don't want to hear the negative aspects of it. They just want to hear the positive and the flowers and the birds. And
they want to hear about the white mom struggle, having an autistic child.
Yeah, I know. Because, I don't know. Which is funny because a lot of these people who I talk to like to pride themselves on being like these uber liberal people. But it's like...
Oh, well, okay. First of all, uber liberal, that's already a problem for me. So, but I understand what you're getting at. So, but you can continue.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's just, I mean, because I don't think it's just being, I don't think they're racist. I just think it's like, you know, like if it's like, you know, like I was talking to this person yesterday on Instagram. It's like you say you don't like the show Atypical because it doesn't have autism characters. And then I asked you, well, what character traits do you want? And then you don't get back to me with your opinion. It's like, well, then why? How are you going to platform other stories if you don't want to hear what people have to say, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, hey, they want to, like, they want certain autism stories, but like not all autism stories. And the perception of those is can be how people get to be, oh, why being so negative, as it were? And that kind of, like Joey said, that goes to do their fragility or maybe their privilege, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I do. I do think there is some form of white privilege in that community too. Unfortunately.
I mean, other queer people, like said, while they say, listen, they like the LGBTQIA plus friends that they have, but within their experience in other LGBTQIA plus like circles, is like it is very wide, and so when they're a person of color and Hispanic, and too, they're kind of just like, for a while, I like to hopefully find some other like people of color, like queer folk to hang around with, because yeah, it's intersectionality. So there's all the different like intersections of like, axes of oppression, as were in the hierarchy.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting that when you've got enough like LGBT plus and autistic people, and they're black, and they're indigenous, and they're just a diverse group of people. When those people get together and they make that space, you will still find white people there. They're still welcome in those spaces as long as they're bringing their A game in allyship. You know,
as long as they're quiet, or at the very least,
equitable.
And know? Also, don't bring your weak ass potato salad, Karen.
Yes, and leave the freaking raisins at home. What the hell? Okay, Sticking that shit in everything besides cookies and cakes. They belong in cookies and cakes. They don't belong in anything else.
You're against it. I liked you. Why are you being this way? Why are you being this way? All right. All right.
You have
your indigenous avatar. I got my cowboy avatar. We going to have us a problem here.
I got you by like 30 years, yo.
I definitely never heard.
Well, yeah, but
I'll stay awake and just like awake you under the table. I don't even need to drink you under the table. I could just stay awake.
Oh, I don't know. I have a lot of insomnia. Depending on the day, it could be. No, you'd still win.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely never heard of the concept of white mom struggle with autism. That's a new one to me.
That's what autism speaks is basically. It's just a whole bunch of white moms.
Yes,
pretty much.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, I've been homeless before. I've been in juvenile hall before. But it's like, I feel like people, you know, it's like, no one wants to hear about that because it's like, oh, well, it's not cute enough. Well, all autism stories aren't cute.
And that's
just because you made it and you made something out of yourself. There's a lot of people who haven't gotten there yet or who may not get there. And it's like.
Well, that does definitely sound like for someone that it doesn't want to hear about like the other bad things that's going on in the world. I just want to hear about autism stories. It's like, but the many different people from many different walks of life have it, and it affects them, and it affects them differently as well. Depending on the other axes of oppression.
I mean, you know, there's like, you know, there's people who I talk to who are white women in their 20s or who have autism. And then it's like, okay, that, you know, your story is nice. And I'm glad you became a supermodel. But there's other people who are like, of color or poor white. We don't want to forget that there's a lot of poor white people here who also don't have stories to talk about. And it's like.
Those are the stories that have to be told too, because if you're just telling the good ones, you're just going to be consumed with survivor's bias and you're going to think, oh, you just have to work a little bit harder and you can get there. You just have to be a little bit more positive. You can get there. You just need to live, laugh, and love more.
Maybe if we gave you an electroshock collar, you would do better.
Maybe. Although that sounds like BDSM to me.
No, that's literally what the was torture the name of the school? The Massachusetts school somewhere.
Yeah, stop the shock.
Like Saint something Berg.
We discussed this last week when Tavi the Wolf was on. Like, definitely follow the stop the shock on Twitter, that hashtag, because that's kind of like
the Judge Rotenberg Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't followed actually autistic finance person, but yeah, that's a big thing as a word, because it's like, but the thing is, I from what I heard, remember hearing, it's like, maybe we mentioned this last week already, is it like the FDA did ban it, but then just that gives like the center to like a time to figure out what they're doing now, meaning that can they still be continuing business as usual as well. Hopefully that has stopped though. The tap, you can probably pop in briefly to talk about that if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll tap.
Yeah, somebody posted that on Facebook, and then somebody else came in and said, yeah, but how else are we going to stop the people who have the repetitive motion injuries and self-harm? It's like, fuck you. They're doing that because of different triggers and stresses. Get rid of those triggers and stresses, and they probably will stop hurting themselves, you fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Here's this person hurting themselves, so I'm just going to apply a shock collar.
I'm going to treat them more cruelly than I would a dog.
It's barbaric. And it is worse than you would treat a dog. But that's ABA. Like, the vast majority of animal trainers would look at something like ABA and go, I wouldn't use that on my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way.
What's ABA?
It's supposed to be a sort of behavioral therapy. It basically traumatizes autistic kids into proper quote unquote behavior.
Okay. Torturing people to stop them from doing certain things.
Aversive therapy.
That's one of the things that they use in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Tavi, you have the link over in DMs. So if you have like a update on that, there is a racist component to it. I'm not surprised, honestly. Is kind of like how like all of you mentioned it last week when you're on, all of psychiatry has a very racist component to it, as it were. A lot of it has.
Well. Are you trying to bring critical race theory in here? There's no children in here. You can't critical race theory in here. There's no one to harm. Shut the door.
Listen, the conservatives, Republicans, no. Critical race theory did not kill your dog. But yes, it probably said something nasty about your mother, because it's probably true. Well done, Phoenix, on that. Well done, Phoenix. I should credit you on that.
Yeah, it's true. CRT will leave your dog alone, but your grandma is fair game.
Well, you know, and the things we're talking about, I think, are part of CRT. It's like, you know, like you know, I mean, it's not saying that white people are racist, or at least like as a generalization. It's just saying, I don't know. It's like
saying that the U.S. has a long history of racism, that it's deeply established into our institutions, yeah, and that it has an ongoing impact.
Yep.
Michael, yeah, it's like, why are we so inept at solving all these massive issues? It's like we rebuilt Europe and Japan after World War II. We put men on the moon. Like, we've done a lot of amazing things. Why can't we, like, fix climate change or...
We have to want to first.
Yeah,
political money, 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 money.
Like, I mean, the simple fact is when human beings decide that they want to do something, we're almost unstoppable. We really are. We're almost unstoppable. We're brilliant. We're inventive. We're ingenious.
We are the monster well together from the horror when we story. Want to. We will keep coming.
We kind of are. But we have to actually want to do the thing, or mm-hmm, have to do the thing, don't have a choice anymore, and then we get it done.
I mean, like, but like, what was the actual motivation for the space race, as it were? Honestly, is because of the Cold War, and I think David said, like, America, since America was late to the last two world wars, they want to get like started, jump started on the third one with the Cold War. So that's why they did that. And because
but now we're gearing up to go to war with China for some fucking reason.
Because China is trying to gain power and gain like diplomatic power or economic power by just having the secure places and ports and all that sort of thing. And hey, Tavi, that Tavi has joined us.
That's gonna hey, suck Tavi, because Tavi. You know, all China has to do is just put an embargo in the U.S. and you know
we're calling our debts.
I don't know if that'll work.
Yes, and so Tavi, this is Isaiah Taylor down in the corner, and Joey Layton Deer, the Indigenous Heretic.
Hi, Isaiah. Hi, Joey. Hi, Tom. Hi, John. Hi, Tavi. Hi, other Jonathan. We have John and Jonathan.
Yes, we do. It is easier. So, Tavi, you have some information about the stock shock,
okay,
sort of thing.
So, I'm trying to go through the Twitter account of the person. I'll just link their, they are an indie person. Their link in chat, who's been doing a lot of the collating of the information. Where is chat? Chat is over here. Autistic science person,
mm-hmm,
on Twitter.
We mentioned them last time as well. Yes, and they're awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm going through their feed because they've done a lot of the collating of the information. I know I can find the link to the Stop the Shock action items there.
Oh, we linked that last week as well.
Mm-hmm. They did some back research on how the hell did these devices they're using at the judge, is it Judge or Justice Rottenberg Center? I'll
find it. Judge.
Judge Rottenberg Center. Made by a gentleman by the name of Michael Israel, who is still alive. I don't have his address right now. I'm working on that. Ignore what I just said. Mm-hmm. And he used in his writing about why he was creating these shock devices, he referred to the research of Ivor LeVace. Ivor LeVace infamously did all these horrible experiments on autistic children, where he did things like, okay, shit ton of content warnings here. This all gets into talking about actually torturing children. Just so anybody's in chat is aware, that's where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I was tortured, but I was certainly like mentally abused by some mm-hmm. people in my life. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
And that happens a lot, especially under they keep pushing this whole thing of new ABA, but it's so much better because we don't do the torture thing. No.
Mm-hmm.
Ivor LeVace did all these experiments where what he did is he basically set up electrified floors to do things like make children hug him. This is the creep whose work was later taken on by another scientist that I don't remember the name of at the top of my head right now because I'm not looking at it, who used it to create gay conversion therapy. It was...
Not surprised, considering this is a shock treatment that, like, it's also connected to gay conversion therapy, trying to change people to make them people normal. But go ahead.
I'm not looking at the specific. I've actually there is like full historical things about what was done here, and it's very difficult reads. And I was reading it at one point. The gay conversion therapy, their test case for why they say gay conversion therapy works. Gender non-conforming child that, okay, so he never came out as trans. But the reason why his family and these psychiatrists were doing all these aversives and torturing him was because he liked things like dresses and playing with girls' dolls.
What a horror show. How could he do that to his parents?
Shameful. He eventually took his own life a few years after exiting this so-called therapy. And that is their test case for claiming that gay conversion therapy works. Well, these exact same...
Well, interesting like classification of results. The sword's there, but I'll leave it there. And I know about Celestar Revelation 46A as well.
Yeah, well, the Ivor LeVace and that other guy that I can't remember the name of, they're dead. So,
okay. I'll remember their names when I go to hell.
Yeah, or do they have graves that we could visit and drink a lot of Gatorade? I have
not researched that yet. Anyway.
Unisex okay. parties.
So, yeah, what I was noticing about the intersection of Stop the Shock and racism, I'm currently like kind of half talking, half going through the hashtag trying to find the I think I posted it in my own Discord. There's like a page of action items about this.
There was a Google Doc about action items that I put together, or I seen the autistic sign person shared the Google Doc in and Stop the Shock action items. I shared it in the live chat already.
Okay, we already got that in. That's very important because I've been seeing a lot of people from the autistic community saying it's like nobody else outside of the autistic community seems to give a shit.
Oh yeah, this virtual world as it is.
What do you guys make of this whole Free Britney thing? Like, because I know a lot of people who are disabled or like who are in the autism community are trying to like, I guess, appropriate this. Britney isn't disabled, isn't she?
I mean, okay, so she had a number of mental health crises.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was what led to the legal battle that created the conservatory in the first place. She had various mental health crises.
And what's the condition that she's... The legal condition, the conservatorship, is usually reserved for people who have severe disabilities. Usually it's end-of-life care, this level of loss of control.
Mm-hmm. Autonomy.
Yes, autonomy.
But it's the same legal method is used against
disabled people of various kinds. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just thought because, you know, it was like a bunch of like people like who are trying to be like, you know, like kind of these like liberals who like bitch about kind of non-issues in some ways. I thought it was one of those.
Mm-mm.
No, this is a huge issue.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who, I mean, so when you're disabled, you have to have help sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else forgets that they have to have help sometimes too in stuff that they do. Like I used to be a tutor. I can't tell you how many people would not have graduated had they not come to me to help for tutoring. And I'm autistic. Like they came to me for help with tutoring in math and sciences. Well, I need a little help doing this and that. And it's different than the kind of help that they need, but it's not any different in the sense that I still need help. They still need help. When it comes to disabled people, though, all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, they need so much help. They shouldn't even have any independence whatsoever. And that's where the problem starts happening is in conservatorship. A lot of people who are taking care of you will start deciding that they have to take full care of you, more care of you than you're asking for, more care of you than you need. And they start making decisions for you and their decisions you don't want to make. Well, this is one of those situations where in the disabled community, this has been something people have been talking about for a very, very long time. And it's only in the headlines right now.
Mm-hmm.
because somebody very famous had it happen to them. Mm-hmm. And it's somebody that everybody can identify with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a pretty
And so now it's not really that people are trying to appropriate what's happening to her. It's that people are trying to say, hey, this is not abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to do something for everybody, not just her, but for everybody who's going through this.
I also mm-hmm. think sometimes I tend to want people to hear my story so much. I feel like sometimes maybe they think that I'm like trying to like command the autism argument, which I try not mm-hmm. to do. So it could be that too on my end.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's a good point, Mithril. Honestly, if Britley does win the legal battle for her side and ends this conservatorship and finally gets back control of her life, she should do whatever she wants. If it never sinks again, let's leave her alone, as it were. Mm-hmm. And just like, we still have the music that she produced beforehand, so we can go.
Hell,
back
if
to
she
that.
Just wants to go home and be a fucking mom, just yeah, let exactly. her go home yes. and be a mom.
But if she wants to sing again, then like more power to her after this, because she wins the conservatorship battle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad I got my ignorance corrected. Then mm-hmm. that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Learning things.
Being a celebrity in general can definitely affect your mental health. Also, anyway, so. Yeah. It would make sense. I just thought there were just a bunch of people who just wanted to say something because, you know, it's Britney Spears, so people like disabled people were trying to vicariously try to like live through that, and I was like,
nope,
okay, but I was wrong.
So
I mean, it's a reasonable concern.
Yeah, because definitely you can definitely see that for about Britney Spears and people are trying to jump on the control dynamic, and as it were.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong. Won't be not the first time. It probably won't be the last time.
Yeah, disabled people are almost trying to do the opposite. Is mm-hmm. trying to help her mm-hmm. bandwagon by putting mm-hmm. more force behind it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yes. there was like. There was a group of people that were actually trying to say like, oh, this is exclusively a women's issue because conservatorships only happen to women. And people are like,
no,
I can see how they might happen more often to women.
Mm.
Yeah.
And there were certain aspects of Britney's conservatorship that could only happen to someone with a uterus.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Well, and I think if you look at the statistics, it might show that the statistics say that it happens more often to women, but that has to do with the end of life care and the mm-hmm. fact that it's usually women who live longer than men do.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever heard of Terri Schiavo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was in high school when she was, or maybe college when she was, her case was being argued.
I there's never that there's case, also actually. Probably a fair intersection. Argument to be made between ableism and sexism.
Yeah.
To say that definitely. Women are more like, because with the pushing of the conservatorship, you can see some of the infantilization of disabled people.
Mm-hmm.
You compare, combine that in the intersection being a woman and disabled, you combine that with the intersection being, say, a black woman and disabled, and you're seeing completely different levels of just the way people will deny a person's mm-hmm. personhood, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And autonomy.
Well, I mean, just like the, you know, the power structure is gauged towards white folks getting ahead mm-hmm. in the system. It's also yep. gauged towards men getting ahead in the system. Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm.
you get the same layered fuckery, no matter which demographic it is that you are.
Mm-hmm.
John Brockman, Tom McDonald, you are responsible for this since you're both white men.
Yep.
I'm
trying not to explain why you are all wrong.
You're trying not to mansplain to us then.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, I'm listening because this is fascinating and mm-hmm. fits a lot of the things that I've seen in my life.
That's another thing. I haven't heard of the I've heard of mansplaining, but someone told me that something like something called white splaining exists.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I never heard of
There's all kinds of splaining, though. You can do queer splaining. You can do colonizer splaining.
Yes. Like,
you can do able
splaining.
Yep.
Well, I think so like on Facebook, I had a lot of like, or just in general, like in Tallahassee where I live, Tallahassee, Florida, I've had a lot of people like when I told them I was like moving and like when I'm done with school, I'm going to move to another city and like I don't have enough resources to start my own business. I would get like a lot of these like quote unquote liberal white folks with like the pink hair and like the Satan tattoos or whatever would say, well, I did this and then you can do that. Why don't you? And then like when I would give them like reasons why I can't do it, they would just say I'm making excuses. And one girl was like, well, I saved up 15 years to start my own business working shit jobs. I'm like, well, good for you. I don't want to do that. I'm almost fucking 30. All right. And I graduated from school 3 times already with different stuff.
I'm 37 and I did have like a savings actually at one point, but then I don't. And so I had $20,000 worth of savings because I played poker and was doing well about that. But then it's now in the opposite direction just because of a lot of reckless spending. So I'll take onus on that. But also like I'm helping out my friends who I need, like Phoenix in chat. I already posted their GoFundMe in the chat, and Joanna as well. Probably should post her big and bold as well. And yeah, it's like that person probably was fortunate to be able to like save up that money, but that person doesn't realize that she was fortunate to be able to save up money.
Well, you know, and also she also probably got help too.
No, oh yeah, yeah. Oh yes.
Go back in time and be born to rich parents. Yeah. How hard is that?
Well, maybe not even be born to rich parents. Just have a big social connection. That's one thing too.
And then there's just luck.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of people who just they were in the right place at the right time. And for every person who was in the right place at the right time, there's like 1,000 people who weren't right there.
And I try to explain it to people. It's like, yo, it's like my parents died. My mom died. My dad didn't make a lot of money. He was abusive to me. There were times where I had to go to work. I was the only person in the house making money to pay bills at 17 years old. So how dare you tell me that, oh, well, I saved. It's like, well, good for you. But see, I didn't have that. And I'm not going to wait fucking 20 years to find something that may not work out. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm getting mad. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's cool, dude. Yeah. I'd be mad too.
Mad is good.
Mm-hmm.
Anger is healthy.
Yeah, in the right direction.
In my opinion, it's better than being sad, because sad is kind of immobilizing, where anger can, it can light a fire under you.
Yeah, anger
gets shit done.
Yeah, it's like
anger. Sad people don't riot, and rioting is good.
And rioting is the language of the unheard.
It's like, yes. You know, it's like I'm in. It's like I went to school. It's not like I'm complaining by just sitting on my ass doing nothing. I went to school.
Well, you're already ahead of me on that, because I haven't gone to college actually.
Sure, I'll have a degree.
It's like don't
wait
don't
a minute. Fucking... How can we be communists if we're not college graduates? I mean, that just doesn't make sense.
I'm like, don't fucking come up here and tell me that, try to give me some bullshit story, a sob story about, well, I saved up 15 years without a car. It's like, well, good for you. I don't give a shit. And you know what her business is? Painting. Painting seashells. Get the hell out of here.
Okay, well, she enjoys doing that, and she's managed to make a business out of doing it. Good for her.
Well, yeah.
But her own also does like paintings, and she's still, well, right now that she hasn't painted in a long time because of spoons, as it were. But like, and but then she if you're able to like be able to like do art, as it were, and be able to like do that as a living, you're really lucky, because this is something that my dad has like, and he was trying to help. And so he said to me, my brothers, my siblings, just follow your passion. The money will eventually come as it is. But it's just like, I was realistic. So I want to be an actor. And so I knew is going to be a, if I decide to be an actor and only an actor, not to get second jobs to pay the bills and stuff like that, it will have been a, either way, it would have been a struggle, as it were. And now most actors that either, the reason why you will see the same voice actors at all these like conventions, as it were, they get paid to do that. Or they will, if they're there for free or something like that, then they have to charge you the $10 or $20 for the autograph, for the picture, and for the photo, because that's a way for them to get paid as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, well, like, I have a YouTube channel that I make videos on. I do that for free because that's just what I enjoy doing. And I guess, you know, and so far, out of all the videos I have over 300 views.
Well, that's good.
And I started the thing 4 months ago. So it's like, I guess the money will come, but I just because I'm not, it's kind of the closest thing to Star Trek you can get, because it's like, I do it for free. I mean, the software may cost some money, but other than that, I mean, it's a very, like, I don't lose anything from not doing them.
I think one thing that I switch over to, like, to do more on Twitch than streaming is because, like, it's just more instant gratification. I can instantly, like, start streaming and see people in the chat and say, hi, have them converse, and, like, I do instantly have the content there, even if I'm rambling off the top of my head or just, like, playing a video game like Phasmophobia. But Twitch is actually easier to make money, start to make money off of, because the threshold to start making money is actually, like, a lot lower as compared to YouTube, where it's, like, 1,000 subs and then 4,000, like, hours of like watch time within a year, then you can start making money. And then it's just like, I don't know, like 1 cent after 100 views or something like that, whatever the conversion is.
I think the thing about it is I was saying, so the next video on my channel is going to be about the murder of Mia Zapata. If any of you guys are from Seattle, you may know who I'm talking about.
Actually, I am from the area, and the name's not familiar to me, actually. Not at the top of my head, not just by name alone.
She was a grunge singer, a female grunge singer that got murdered. So I'm doing a video about that.
I am not familiar with this, and I like grunge music, and that name's not familiar to me at all.
Yeah, it's MIA, so Mia and then Zapata after that.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, anyway, Tavi, were you still like looking things up and about the connection to autism and racism?
This is more something that I've picked up from inference.
Okay. Yeah.
As that, I think somebody with better education, better research skills, would do a better job of actually putting together. Okay, so I'm gonna toss in an example thing in chat. There is all the content warnings for, you know, electric torture of human beings.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
On this, the uses the it's a NBC article which includes testimony from a gentleman's name is Rico Torres. So he's a Hispanic person, and reading through it, and then I'm taking into account, like, I've seen a few different like TikTok videos from survivors of the JRC and such, and I'm noticing, yeah, these people aren't white.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put more thought into it, and I looked into, okay, well, how does somebody get onto this list for being shocked? It's not actually everyone at the JRC who gets shocked. The shock treatment requires a combination of a court order and parental permission, and you can imagine there's probably a lot of various social pressures, including court pressures, involved in the parental permission getting.
Because if you don't give permission, you might just lose your child.
Right.
Yeah, and then it's going to happen to your kid anyway, because then the judge can say it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I had been seeing a lot of places where they're just saying, and then they're not really, like, going into the details of why. So I haven't found much that the majority of the kids and adults who get targeted with the shock treatment, they're Black and Hispanic.
Of course they are.
And I'm looking at it.
No surprise there.
When you look at the court component, this is part, we can just straight up say this is part of the, you know, whole
prison industrial state.
Yes, this is part of the carceral state. Mm-hmm. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you, Jonathan.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, it even more so is coming down on anyone who does not experience white privilege.
Yeah, you guys don't understand. These kids are especially traumatized, and so we're just going to traumatize them more.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to help the shit out of you. Seriously, you're going to shit yourself because of what it would do to you.
So, I have to slip out for the Dungeons & Dragons game in a bit. But yeah, there's like so many intersections you could could go down there. Oh, and then I was also like, I was trying to find the write-up on it, but I haven't. It's like further back. So I know it's something autistic science person put together with the research and found out the only reason why these devices were originally approved was a clerical error at the FDA.
What?
Back in like, I think it was like 2010.
Hmm.
They were not originally supposed to be approved. And when you look at what these devices do and what they're capable of doing, you would realize that there's no way in hell under usual circumstances they would get approved because they're within the range of voltage that is known to carry risk of death. And there has been at least a half a dozen deaths at the JRC because of these devices.
So it's basically worse than Guantanamo shit is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, it's being inflicted on children.
Yeah, on kids.
Yeah.
And children that like they claim things like oh, but they're biting themselves or they're hitting their those are like I read through stuff from the autistic community who's done more like either anecdotal study of it or direct study of it. That you, there's a lot of like I have one I don't really feel like going into details about it, I don't have time like self-injurious stemming behaviors like there's one there is something that I do that falls under that category and I'm now that I'm identifying it I'm working on changing it on my own so I stop doing something that it actually causes me a lot of it tears up my skin but those happen for a variety of reasons stressors. Mm-hmm. Overwhelming sensory environments, poor home environments,
yes.
Some form of over or under stimulation. There is a cause, and working through the cause, and then working through other things was like I was seeing books written and other things like talking about hey we like autistic people figuring out how for themselves how to address their own self-injurious stimming behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that with fucking electroshock aversives. You make them worse. You cause other problems that way. It's like if somebody has a self-interest stim, there is a reason, and they are probably already suffering.
Yeah, it is. I did that when I was like young too. My parents did not know that. They noticed the self-pain stemming of my older sibling. They my older sibling went to therapy and realized it's because we were seeing our parents fighting. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
That they didn't stop fighting. They just took it elsewhere, essentially outside the home, and that stopped our self-pain stemming behavior. So yeah.
Mm.
I gotta leave at 3:10 so I can stay with you guys for another 10 more minutes.
All right, cool. I need to slip out because I'm going to go play D&D with some friends. So
okay.
Take care. Have fun, everybody. Please, anybody in chat, anybody listening who hasn't checked it out already, check out that hashtag #StopTheShock thing. And like, if you're able to check out some of those action items, like there's some stuff about writing legislatures in Massachusetts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, before you go, do you want me to share my YouTube, my true crime YouTube channel link?
Sure. I already shared it in the chat. It's up in the chat, so I can like give it over to like Tavi and DMs as well.
Okay, that's cool.
I now have it open in a new tab.
Okay.
All right. Take thanks. Care, everybody. Thank you for having
me.
My name is Tavi.
Enjoy D&D.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, like after talking about like stopping the shock and some more serious stuff, now we'll go and like slay that dragon, as it were, or maintain peace in the party, as it were. Because yeah, that was happy. Well, was like I said last week, the person who kind of like encouraged me to do more Twitch streaming, as it were. So what else has been happening?
Well, I looked up a thing. See, I was curious, because I'd long been under the impression that liberal became a slur to be used against Democrats during the 80s.
Yes,
but I wanted to double check that because, you know, I wanted to make sure that I was actually right about that and not just making shit up. So I did a lot of Googling, which was hard because everybody talks about the origin of the term from the, 18th century.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we know about that.
Yeah, or they talk about what liberals believe now, or you get a right-wing think piece about how free markets are wonderful.
That's it, liberal.
But I did eventually find a long study or a deep dive done by Kenneth Janda, or Janda, professor emeritus of political science at Northwestern. He looked at the political platforms, or the party platforms, for every presidential election from, like, for the Democrats, like, 1848 to 2012, 1840 to 2012, and for the Republicans from 1856 to 2012. And looked at how they used the word liberal, liberalism, liberalized, things like that. And they always used liberal popular positively.
Mm-hmm.
Or liberalism, liberalized, things like that. It usually meant like open free trade or to be open-handed and generous is usually what the way they meant it. But then in 1984 is when things changed. The Republican Party started using the word liberal negatively. Mm-hmm. So this is under Ronald Reagan. They used it as an attack like 9 times. And then 1988 under H.W. Bush, it was like a couple dozen times. and they continued that in 96, 92, things like that. Then they started toning it down.
Well, liberal to them has always just been communist. I mean, that's basically...
Well, no, it wasn't until 1984.
Yeah, and I agree. I have something to add to that when you're done.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. They toned down the use of liberal in the early 2000s. But yeah, it was in the 1980s when liberal became a slur to be used against Democrats. And I always thought it's because of the phrase bleeding heart liberal, meaning, person, my heart bleeds for you. They have compassion. In other words, they thought that black people should be treated like human beings. That's my guess as for why it became a slur to be used against Democrats. But go on, Tom.
Yeah, it was during in the late 80s. I was going to school for my counseling master's, and my work study job, I guess, was to work for the paper, and I wrote some editorials and some stories, and one of them. I think one of the first ones I wrote was about how weird it was at that time. It just felt so strange. This would have been about 85, 86, maybe. It felt so strange that the word liberal was being used negatively by a lot of people. And I just remember growing up, all the time, because I'm,
wiser in your years?
I'm rich in years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rich in years. And my earlier years, when I was poorer in those years, liberal always was a good thing. Even conservative people thought it was good to be liberal with,
Okay, gang, that's all the show we have time for this week. But I invite you to stop by the YouTube channel so you can catch our full chat. And maybe leave a comment if you want to. You can also catch us on Twitter. Julie is Leto Anor, and Jonathan is Some Random Geek, with threes replacing the E's in Geek, and I am Sir Goshan, Sur Goshan. We also have a couple of other side projects. Julie and Jonathan have their own YouTube channels, for example. And I participate in a Dungeons & Dragons podcast called Dungeons & Debacles, hosted by my friend Kevin. Heck of a lot of fun, completely different from this. We'd also appreciate it if you could give us a hand over on Patreon. It helps us pay our few bills around here, and we can give extra money to people who need it. Thanks for stopping by. Hope to see you again.